Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what, I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3, here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
This is Sheffield Live.
Foot stomping music of the 70s.
Drink on two, well maybe three. 1 2 1 2, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Welcome back to the second hour of today's show, and thank you for listening. Hope you're enjoying everything I've played for you so far today. Three from the 70s got the second hour underway. We started 1974, 10cc, Silly Love. 7 weeks on the UK chart, but it only reached number 24. My pick, Stevie's, should have been higher. In my opinion, it should have been higher. Then it was back to 1971 to the excellent Killer album. Alice Cooper, Be My Lover, track two, side one of that particular album. And we finished 1977, Fleetwood Mac and Don't Stop. 5 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 32. Another one I thought wasn't high enough up the chart, but there we go. Right, you ready? Who am I? I was born Elaine Bookbinder, February the 25th, 1945, Salford, of Polish Jewish descent. I began singing at bar mitzvahs and weddings as a child. Right. Changing the list because the track that I had originally intended to start this particular section off wouldn't play. Tried everything, couldn't get it to play. So I'll have to bring it on a different format next time round. So I'm going to play you this instead. From 1986, it's Billy Joel, and it's a song called A Matter of Trust. Not a hit here in the UK, but it's a great song. Following that, staying in 1986, Alison Moyet, Is This Love, UK number 3 on November the 29th, and that was its highest position.
One, two, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Down behind me and speed myself to you. We'll be right back.
1982 there for Patrice Rushen and Forget Me Not, her only UK top 30 hit at number 8. How are you doing with Who Am I? Here we go, here's your second clue then. At age of 13, I performed at the Laredo Club in Manchester. But at 15, I won a talent contest, which was also in Manchester, leading to my taking part in a pop package tour. Right, off to the 60s. First up, 1969, Glen Campbell, Wichita Lineman. 13 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 7. Then it's 1964 for Millie and My Boy Lollipop. UK number 2 on March the 12th of 1964.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
midweek, and we're gonna make it special. Special.
Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty wind. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty wind. Everybody's building ships and jotting down notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. I like to go just like the rest. I like my sugar sweet, but jumping queues and making haste just ain't my cup of meat. Everyone's beneath the trees feeding pigeons on a limb, but when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on. Safe for someone on everyone's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on.
...1968 there for Manfred Mann and Mighty Quinn. Number one here in the UK on February the 14th... ...and that was for 2 weeks and spent a total of 11 weeks on the chart. Right, your third clue, if you're struggling. In 1964, I released my first single... ...which was a cover of Etta James's song... Something's Got a Hold on Me, and it was released on the Decca record label. During this time, I worked on the cabaret scene. I supported the Beatles on their Christmas London show and toured the US as support to the Animals. Right. Off to 1996 for this first track. It's the title of his second solo album. Was used in the film Blues Brothers 2000, and also he was a member of the Blues Brothers band. It's Matt Guitar Murphy, and it's a song called The Blues Don't Bother Me. Following that, 1979, John Stewart, Gold. I can't believe it. 6 weeks on the UK chart, but it only reached number 43. I really can't believe it. Another Stevie's should have been higher.
Wondering what's all the noise? I'm in the back room with the girls and boys. We're discussing the blues, and they don't seem to see. Whoa, yeah. The blues is all I crave. The blues don't bother me. A little
sitting on my papa's knee. I couldn't have been no older than two or three. He said, I am a policeman. You're gonna take after me. After me. The blues is my company. The blues don't bother me. They don't bother me.
Thank you.
2001 there for Weezer and Hashpipe, recorded December 2000 at the Cello Studios in Los Angeles. How are you doing with these? I've had a guest from Tony Green. Unfortunately, was wrong. Unlucky Tony, but I think this final clue will give it you. All right, you ready? 1971 saw me join the band Vinegar Joe as joint vocalist alongside Robert Palmer. My solo debut UK hit in 1977 was called Pearl's a Singer, peaking at number 8 on UK charts and spent a total of 9 weeks. Who am I? Right, we're off to the 70s. First up, 1976, Cliff Richard and Miss You Nights. 10 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 15. Then we're off to 1972 for David Cassidy and Could It Be Forever. UK number 2 on April the 8th, and that was its highest position.
I've had many times, I can tell you, times when innocence I trade for company and children saw me crying. I thought I'd had my share of that, but these miss you nights, all the longest. Midnight diamonds stud my heaven, southward burning lie the jewels that I place, and the warm winds that embrace me, just as surely kissed your face. Yeah, these miss you nights, they're the longest. How I missed you,
how I missed you, I'm not likely to tell. I'm a man and cold daylight buys the pride I'd rather sell.
All my secrets,
all my secrets are a wasted affair. You know them well. Thinking of my going, how to cut the thread and leave it all behind. Looking windward for my comfort, I take each day as it arrives. But these miss you nights are the longest. Lay down all thoughts of your surrender. It's only me who's killing time.
Lay down
all dreams and things once remember. It's just the same, this miss you game. Yeah, these miss you nights are
to rambling on. And I touched you once, kissed you once, and now I feel like you're mine.
Well, I feel like you're mine, and I see in your face I'm not wrong to have these feelings. I feel like you're mine, I've never known a time before
that's had so many meanings. Could it be forever? Or am I just a waste of time? I don't think so, cause you let me know, you make me feel like you're mine.
Well, I feel like you're mine, and I can't remember when the feelings have been stronger. And all I know is I can't let go. I wanna be with you, wanna be with you just a little while longer.
But could it be forever? Was my mind just rambling on? Maybe it is, and if it is, then I'll be moving on.
Well, I feel like you're mine, and I see in your face I'm not wrong. I have these feelings. I feel like you're mine, I've never known a time before.
I've had so many meanings.
The dressing rooms are great.
1973 there for the Faces and Ooh La La, written by Ronnie Lane and Ronnie Wood, and was the title of their final studio album. Well done, Tony. Tony Green, you got it right that time. Your answer is Elkie Brooks. I'm going to play for you Pearl's a Singer from 1977.
She stands up when she plays the piano in a nightclub. Pearl's a singer. She sings songs for the lost and the lonely. Her job is entertaining folks, singing songs and telling jokes.
Sorry, I'm going to have to pull that because I'm running out of time. This is Steve Rowan saying take care of yourselves. I'll see you next week for more Music Box. Bye.